was young, I knew my parents were both immigrants, so I knew it meant that they were not born in America. I didn't understand how being an immigrant can affect how you live in America. Even though I was born in America, my parents weren't, so I knew life was harder for them, but I didn't quite know how. I always heard about racism in America, but how were people who migrated into America treated? Was there a difference between white and a European immigrant based on how they were viewed in America? If you are not born in America, but you are a legal citizen, then you are still American. Immigrants face discrimination because sometimes they are not seen as real Americans, but American can be still part of their identity, and it is their decision on whether or not they feel that way as an immigrant. My first source came from the Washington Post. It is called Treating Immigrants Like Criminals Has a Long History in the United States. It was made by Melina Juarez Perez on July 21st, 2019, and it is a secondary source. Terrorist attacks accelerated the criminalization of immigrants. Things like the Department of Homeland Security, Customs and Border Protection, and Immigration and Customs Enforcement were ways that furthered the impact of immigrant criminalization, even though they were necessary for America to learn from the situation. NAFTA played a part in the crash of the Mexican peso, which reduced Mexican wages and collapsed the corn market. Free trade agreements played another factor in immigrant criminalization. Another factor was nativism. Some people supported the English-only campaign. Also, interest groups benefited from the criminalization of immigrants because the more undocumented immigrants that were in the immigrant detention facilities, the more money they got to further corporations. The quote I used was, "The increasing overlap in criminal justice and immigration systems, or crimigation, has its roots nearly 40 years ago." This shows that immigrants are discriminated against and that America is trying to label immigrants as criminals to give them a bad look. This tells us more of the injustice immigrants face in America. This shows that the way the criminal justice system works puts immigrants at a disadvantage because of things like the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, NAFTA, and interest groups. Even though they are necessary, the image it has on immigrants isn't ideal. My second source came from the New York Times and is called "The Painful Roots of Trump's Go Back Comments." It was made by KU Rogers on July 16, 2019, and it is a secondary source. The article shared a lot of stories, including one of a lady named Ms. Jackson, who was told when she was younger to go back to Africa by a white classmate in 1970. In 1882, the Chinese Exclusion Act tried to lower the number of Chinese workers and families in the United States. Samantha Edwards says she and her mom were chased out of a restaurant by two white men who screamed "Go back to Mexico" in the mid-90s. Samantha said her mom purposely didn't teach her or speak Spanish near her to avoid her being prone to discrimination. The quote I used was, "It's frustrating to have a leader of your own country talking like that." It shows that even the leader of our nation makes comments disregarding how immigrants would feel about it. It seems like the president isn't supporting immigration, but instead wants people to go back to where they came from if they have a problem with how he runs America. It's sad that the president of the United States doesn't care about all the people he is serving. He only cares about what he thinks is right. My third source was called My Immigration Stories, and it was made by a lot of different people who are immigrants. It doesn't show when it was made, but they are all primary sources. For example, Marcella lived in a poor town called Guadalajara. After her father was killed, her mother was devastated and decided to move to America. Marcella and her family live a better life in America, and she grew up to be a police officer. She's a very giver for the opportunities she got in America. Another person named Bahare is from Iran and moved when the Iran-Iraq war started. He is very grateful for being able to move to the U.S. He lost so many family members in the process, but he feels like America sometimes turns their back on immigrants and he thinks that is not right. Even though America has given him so many blessings, there are still things that need to be fixed. The quote I chose was, "Turning our backs on immigrant and refugee populations would mean we are no longer willing to nurture others like myself who have had a chance to grow and contribute to what makes America already so great." This quote supports the thesis because it is saying that people shouldn't turn their backs on immigrants and that there are great outcomes that happen because of immigration which can contribute to the growth of America. There is a story behind every immigrant that should be shared and supported. Not all Americans should be born here and have a perfect life. Some can come from somewhere else and better their life by being in America.
Pros are the, there is a good economic opportunity here, educational opportunity as well. But the cons are you far away from your family, your native people, and you separated by your culture. You separate yourself from your culture and from your own people. So you entirely leave your family behind and you come to a place to start journey, to come to America to start a new life.
Okay. How have you been treated in America as an immigrant?
As an immigrant, it's not easy. One, accent is a big think that when you come here, people think you have an accent. They won't even pay attention to what you say, and the only thing they hear is your accent. And secondly, finding job is not easy when you get here. You have to go through a whole lot of process to get your legality before you can start working and everything. So it just, it like starting life again, all over again.
Okay. All right. Do you define yourself as an as American? Why or why not?
I define myself, it depends on the situation. I call myself American by naturalization. By naturalization and, yes, not fully American, but American citizen, so I'm American by naturalization, and I'm African by dependent, by generation, by lineage.
Okay. Have you faced discrimination because you are an immigrant?
Yes, of course. Yes, I have. Yeah, because you don't have a lot of opportunities like you were born here. Remembering coming to from my native country, which is Ghana, to America, your education status that you have when you get here is just nothing. It's thrown out and you have to start most of the things from the scratch. So you are being treated differently as an immigrant, yes.
Okay.
And even some work, if you are immigrant, you can do certain kind of work, like federal work and all those things. Federal jobs, when you get here, you cannot do all those things as an immigrant.
From the interview, I learned that the immigration process takes a long time and the system requires a lot of paperwork and information. There are less jobs you can have as an immigrant. You can't have any federal jobs because you need to be a natural born citizen for that. A lot of people move to America for better opportunities, and it can really help in that matter. Also, immigrants can sometimes feel culturally lost because they are in a different country, so the culture in America is different, and it is something they have to get used to while still trying to inflict their own culture from back home. Sometimes immigrants face discrimination because people who are natural born citizens say that they are real Americans and treat immigrants badly and with no respect. In the future, there will be many more immigrants to come to America. As the future of America, we need to accept all people, even if they are not born in America. We need to accept all people as humans and treat them with respect. We need to stop criminalizing immigrants and start realizing the importance of having them here. America is a really diverse place, and that's what makes it so special. Immigrants deserve the same opportunities as the natural born, and we should support one another and make this dream become reality.